これから B 級のリスニングテストを始めます。
1. Directions. You will hear 10 statements or questions. For each statement or question, choose the most appropriate response and mark your answer on your answer sheet. Number 1.
Why is there such a long line at the service station?
Number 2. I love this jazz music they're playing here. Number 3.
I wish we'd had time to visit the art museum.
Number 4. Excuse me, I can't find the stairs.Number 5.
I forgot to bring my handbook today.
Number 6. What did you say the man's title is? Number 7.
That was a lot of work, wasn't it?
Number 8. My boss is behind the idea. Number 9.
May I have your passport, please?
Number 10. Why do you prefer using a credit card to paying in cash?2. Directions. You will hear 10 short conversations. Choose the best answer for each follow-up question and mark your answer on your answer sheet. Number 11. Are you going to vote tomorrow?
Of course. This election will be especially close, so every vote counts.
I agree. A month ago, it looked like the election would be a landslide.But the opposition party has gained a lot since then. It's anybody's guess how it will turn out now. Question. How do the speakers feel about the coming election? Number 12.
You look unsure about something. What's up?
I was invited to dinner with the Swiss delegation. They invited my wife, too, but since it's a business dinner, I'm not sure if she should come with me or if she should politely decline.
It will probably be all business, but if possible, she should go, too.
Question. Why is the man unsure if his wife should accompany him?Number 13. The Civil War has been going on for more than 2 years now, with no end in sight.
It's terrible, isn't it? Tens of thousands dead and millions displaced. What's it going to take to get the international community involved?
Other countries seem to be too busy looking out for their own interests to help very much. Question. Which of the following best describes the man's attitude toward the situation?Number 14.
The company is facing serious legal problems over its defective product.
But the company voluntarily recalled the product, didn't it?
Yes, but the recall was late. Even after the company knew of the danger, it covered it up for months, which endangered many more people than was necessary.
Question. According to the woman, what did the company do wrong? Number 15. The UN is encouraging people around the world to eat more insects.
Yuck! Why would they do that?
Insects have good nutritional value, and they're a simple, readily available food source. Eating more of them helps to fight both world hunger and pollution. Question. Which of the following is mentioned as a reason for the UN's announcement? Number 16.
What can I do for you?
I've been waiting here for more than an hour. My appointment was at 3. Will I be called sometime soon?
I'm sorry, sir. We're running behind schedule this afternoon, but it shouldn't be too much longer now.
Question. Where does this conversation most likely take place? Number 17. Hi, Karen.
Oh, hi, Dean. I hardly recognized you in that baseball cap and t-shirt.
I spent the morning going around my neighborhood collecting items for the rummage sale. I just came by the office to pick up something, so I didn't bother changing clothes. It's a little different from a suit and tie, isn't it? Question. What surprises the woman when she sees the man? Number 18.
Are you going anywhere for your summer vacation?
Not this year. We're trying to save money, so we're going to stay close to home.
Well, I suppose there are a lot of things you can do that don't cost much money, like mountain climbing or going to the beach.
Question. What does the woman say about how the man will spend his vacation? Number 19. The newest report says economic growth has been lower than expected.
I saw that. I wonder if the government will still raise the consumption tax like they planned.
One official said that as long as growth remains over 2%, they will probably go ahead with the tax hike. Question. Which of the following relationships is this conversation about? Number 20.
The president of Uruguay has been called the poorest president in the world.
That's kind of sad.
Well, not really. See, the reason is he donates 90% of his monthly salary to charity and to small business ventures. And he chooses to live in a regular house instead of the presidential mansion.
Question. According to the woman, why is the president so poor? Three. Directions. You will hear 5 conversations. After each conversation, you will hear 2 follow-up questions. Choose the best answer to each question and mark your answer on your answer sheet. Questions 21 and 22 are based on the following conversation.
I just donated $20 to that little bookstore downtown.
Donated to a bookstore? I don't understand. Are they raising money for some cause?
No, it's for them to help them stay in business.
But doesn't just buying books from them keep them in business?
Not anymore. Small independent bookstores can hardly compete with nationwide chains and online sellers, so they're turning to the public for help. It's called crowdfunding.
Number 21. Which of the following best describes the man's role in this conversation? Number 22. According to the woman, why is crowdfunding necessary for the bookstore? Questions 23 and 24 are based on the following conversation. The most incredible thing happened to me at the airport yesterday.
What happened?
When I tried to check my bag through, the counter employee said that my credit card was declined, so I couldn't pay the baggage fee.
What did you do?
I went to the back of the line to think about what to do next, and when I returned to the counter, I was told that another passenger had already paid the fee for me. I was so relieved. Number 23. Which of the following best describes the man's attitude? Number 24. According to the man, who paid his baggage fee? Questions 25 and 26 are based on the following conversation.
How did the meeting go?
It went pretty well, but it got a little awkward when our Brazilian client started asking me about my family.
How did you handle it?
I thought his questions were off topic, but I answered anyway.
That's good. Building personal relationships is important in their business culture, so it's normal to ask about each other's private lives.
Number 25. What is most likely the speaker's relationship to each other? Number 26. Why was the man uncomfortable with personal questions? Questions 27 and 28 are based on the following conversation. The new room air conditioner I bought keeps turning off after about an hour.
Are you sure it isn't set to turn off automatically after an hour?
Yes, I already checked that. Actually, the fan keeps working even after the cooler has cut off.
It sounds like the cooler may be cutting off because it reached the target temperature.
Could be. I'll play with the thermostat and see if that makes a difference. Number 27. Which of the following best describes the purpose of this conversation? Number 28. Which of the following best describes the woman's attitude? Questions 29 and 30 are based on the following conversation.
I'm going to study in Korea for a year. The program offers either homestay or living in a dormitory, and I can't decide which one would be better.
I think homestay would give you a more authentic experience, but living in a dorm would give you more personal freedom.
I would prefer homestay, but I wonder if I might be too old for that.
You're not too old. My friend stayed with the host family when he was 30 and had a great time.
That's good to hear.
Number 29. What is the woman unsure about? Number 30. According to the man, what is an advantage of doing homestay? Four. Directions. You will hear two short talks. After each talk, you will hear five follow-up questions. Choose the best answer for each question and mark your answer on your answer sheet. Questions 31 through 35 are based on the following talk. We all know about culture shock, but often resettling in your home country can be just as difficult. If not more so, simply because when you move abroad, it is expected that you'll go through a period of adjusting. But when you move back home, You may be expected to get with the program immediately, even as you're experiencing strong feelings of disorientation, anxiety, and isolation. You may have adopted new communication styles or cultural values that don't just disappear overnight, and that, furthermore, the people around you may not understand. Some of you will be returning to the home office in Seattle within the next few months. I'm here to give you some tips on how to make that transition as smoothly as possible. One thing you can do is stay informed about what's going on back home. Keep up with your old coworkers and with current events so that you can actively participate in and be considered a member of social life when you return. On the flip side of that, you can maintain links with the country you've just come from to ease discomfort. You might also seek out other expats who are experiencing similar feelings. Number 31. What is most likely the speaker's job? Number 32. Which of the following best describes the main topic of this talk? Number 33. Why does the speaker suggest keeping up with people back home? Number 34. Which of the following does the speaker suggest to deal with the problem? Number 35. Which of the following is mentioned as a feeling associated with the problem? Questions 36 through 40 are based on the following talk.
Welcome to In Your Face Celebrity Spotlight, where each week we bring one of your favorite popular figures right into your home to interact with you via video link. If you haven't joined us before, please watch this introduction in its entirety before we begin. Here are a few guidelines to keep in mind when you tune in. Our channel does have the ability to dismiss viewers who disregard the guidelines. We try to avoid taking such action, but if you are warned twice by the moderators and the misbehavior continues, your connection will be terminated. We reach a vast audience, and our time is limited. You are welcome to submit as many questions or comments to our guests as you like, by video, chat, or email. But if your submission is not included in the show, please do not resubmit it or become abusive. Our goal is to include as many people as possible in these events. Remember that behind the computer screen are real people. You should not say anything that you would not say in a face-to-face public forum. No heckling or personal attacks are allowed. The goal is to have fun.
Number 36. What kind of talk is this? Number 37. Which of the following best describes the content of this talk? Number 38. What should viewers do if their submissions are not used? Number 39. What does the speaker say will be the result of disobeying the guidelines? Number 40. Which of the following ways does the speaker say that viewers can make submissions? This is the end of the listening comprehension section. Go on to the next section.